Chapter 3. Bellamy. Of course the smug bastard was late. Bellamy tapped his foot impatiently, not caring about the echo that rang throughout the storeroom. No one came down here anymore. Anything valuable had been snatched up years ago. Every surface was covered with junk. Spare parts for machines whose functions had been long forgotten, paper currency, endless tangles of cords and wires, cracked screens and monitors. Bellamy felt a hand on his shoulder and spun around, raising his fist to block his face as he ducked to the side. "Relax, man," Colton's voice called out as he switched on his flash beam, shining it right in Bellamy's eyes. He surveyed Bellamy with an amused expression on his long, narrow face.
"Why'd you want to meet me down here?" he smirked. "Looking for caveman porn on broken computers. No judgment. If I were stuck with what passes for a girl down on Walden, I'd probably develop some sick habits myself."
Bellamy ignored the jab. Despite his former friend's new role as a guard, Colton didn't stand a chance with a girl no matter what ship he was on.
"Just tell me what's going on, okay?"
Bellamy said, doing his best to keep his tone light. Colton leaned back against the wall and smiled.
"Don't let the uniform fool you, brother. I haven't forgotten the first rule of business." He held out his hand. "Give it to me."
"You're the one who's confused, Colt. You know I always come through."
He patted the pocket that held the chip loaded with stolen ration points.
"Now tell me where she is."
The guard smirked, and Bellamy felt something in his chest tighten.
He'd been bribing Colton for information about Octavia since her arrest, and the idiot always seemed to find twisted pleasure in delivering bad news.
"They're sending them off today."
The words landed with a thud in Bellamy's chest.
"They got one of those old drop ships on G-Deck working?"
He held out his hand again.
"Now come on, this mission's top secret, and I'm risking my ass for you. I'm done messing around."
Bellamy's stomach twisted as a series of images flashed before his eyes. His little sister strapped into an ancient metal cage, hurtling through space at 1,000 kilometers an hour. Her face turning purple as she struggled to breathe the toxic air. Her crumpled body lying just as still as...
Bellamy took a step forward. "I'm sorry, man."
Colton narrowed his eyes.
"For what?"
"For this."
Bellamy drew his arm back, then punched the guard right in the jaw. There was a loud crack, but he felt nothing but his racing heart as he watched Colton fall to the ground.